This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and dedicated to the nation various development projects worth around 12,930 crore rupees in Meerut, Uttar Pradesh. Addressing the gathering, Prime Minister Modi said, the projects launched today will give thrust to Viksit Uttar Pradesh and Viksit Bharat. He said that today's program highlight the work culture of BJP's double-engine growth. He added that his government remains committed to completing all projects in a time-bound manner.
Aaj ka ye karyakram bhajpa ki double-engine sarkar ki karya sanskriti ko bhi darshata hai. Aur हमारी कार्य संस्कृति क्या है? हमारी कार्य संस्कृति है कि जिस काम का शिलान्यास किया जाए उसे पूरा करने के लिए दिन रात एक कर दिया जाए और इसलिए अब परियोजनाएं पहले की तरह लटकती भटकती नहीं है.
Prime Minister Modi also flagged off the Meerut Metro and the Namo Bharat train at Shatabdi Nagar Namo Bharat station this afternoon. Mr. Modi also took a metro ride till Meerut South Station. On the occasion, the Prime Minister dedicated to the nation entire 82-kilometre Delhi-Meerut Namo Bharat corridor. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today exuded pride that the India AI Impact Summit has proved to be a turning point in the trajectory of how the world will utilise the power of AI in the future. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, the Prime Minister highlighted the leaders from many countries, industry leaders, innovators and people associated with the startup sector came together at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi for the AI Impact Summit. He said he had the opportunity to meet world leaders and tech CEOs. Union Minister of State for Science and Technology Jitendra Singh has said that the right use of artificial intelligence can help India's agriculture sector contribute up to 70,000 crore rupees to the economy. He was speaking at the inaugural session of the AI4 Agri 2026 summit in Mumbai. Dr. Singh noted that nearly 60 crore people across the global south depend on agriculture and are facing serious challenges such as climate change, environmental degradation and health concerns. He said artificial intelligence can play a transformative role by helping farmers achieve higher yields in less time and at a lower cost. Delhi police has busted a terror module allegedly linked to the Pakistan-based outfit Lashkar-e-Taiba with its handler operating from Bangladesh. Briefing media today in New Delhi, Additional Commissioner of Police Pramod Kumar Kushwaha said 8 persons have been arrested in coordinated operations across Kolkata and Tamil Nadu. He said among them are 7 Bangladeshi nationals and 1 Indian national identified as a native of West Bengal. In Jammu and Kashmir, 2 terrorists were killed in an encounter with security forces under Operation Trashi 1 in a remote area of Kishtwar district today. The gunfight broke out this morning in the general area of Pasarkut in the Chhatru belt after security forces received specific intelligence inputs about the presence of 2 Pakistani terrorists affiliated with the proscribed outfit Jaish-e-Mohammed. Punjab police has arrested 6 persons, including a serving army personnel, a dismissed cop and 2 women with narcotics, arms and ammunition, drug money and 2 high-end vehicles in Faridkot today. They involve in a well-organized trans-border Pakistan-backed international drug cartel. They were arrested in an intelligence-led operation in a 2-month-long jail-based interception that exposed the deep-rooted linkages of the cartel. In Jammu and Kashmir, the 4-day-long 6th National Rafting Championship, titled the Ultimate River Battle, concluded with a grand closing ceremony at Shibnot Premnagar in Doda district today. Participants and adventure enthusiasts from across Jammu and Kashmir and other parts of the country took part. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, England defeated Sri Lanka by 51 runs in the Super 8 clash of the Group 2 at the Palakkale International Stadium in Sri Lanka. Put into bat, England made 146 for loss of 9 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Sri Lanka were all out for 95 in 16.4 overs. In the Super 8 campaign between South Africa and India, South Africa won the toss and opted to bat first. And that is the end of this news bulletin.